Oh, come on now. You have got to be kidding. No, no, no. It's 3 in the morning. Please, just... No, stop. Please, I can't take any more. I just can't... Please stop nagging. Stop nagging me, please. I'm begging you. I am begging you. Please, just... Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you nagging me? You're dead. Why? Why are you... You're dead. You're dead. Why me? Why are you nagging me? Why? What? What? No. No, I did not kill you. I did not... You fell out of a window. That... No, I didn't... You! You fell! I wasn't even here! How is this my fault? What? I left the footstool, Al. No. No, I didn't leave the footstool out. Well, that's rude. That is very... Okay, I'm a little bit clumsy and a bit forgetful, but no... I did not leave the footstool out. I am not careless. Okay, yes, I am careless, but I wasn't careless then. I didn't do it. Why would I have the footstool in the kitchen? That's ridiculous. The footstool belongs in the living room, not in the kitchen. The only person who brings it into the kitchen is Portly. Portly! He uses it to reach the counter to get the biscuits. He really likes biscuits. So no, it wasn't me. I did not move the footstool, and it's not my fault that you tripped over it and fell out a window. That's... No. No. It's not Portly's fault that you died. No. Don't you dare haunt my dog. Do not haunt my... You haunt my dog. I'm going to exorcise you. I am going to exorcise you. In the name of custard creams, I compel you. Do not haunt my dog. Don't haunt my dog. What kind of ghost haunts a dog? What kind of ghost haunts a corgi? A corgi. You want to know what kind of ghost haunts a corgi? A bad ghost. A very, very bad ghost. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. Yes, I did say that. Oh, come on. It's not his fault. Yes, it is his fault, but he didn't mean to. He just really likes biscuits. Look. I'm sorry you're dead. I am. I love you. I miss you. And I was really happy to see you, but then you started nagging me. You've been nagging me for 5 weeks. 5 weeks. I was mourning you, then you showed up. I was so happy to see you, and then you just started nagging me. Yeah. Yeah, I did miss you. Well, no, I don't really miss you anymore because you're right here nagging me. All the time. All the time. I haven't slept in days. I'm sorry, what? I look rough. Did you just tell me that I look rough? You're a ghost. Who are you to say anything? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that low? Was that low? Okay, that was a little low. I'm sorry. I'm just tired. I'm just really tired. It's really difficult to sleep because... No, not because you're nagging. Yes, because you're nagging, but also because the bed's really empty without you. I miss you. And I'm sorry that Portly killed you. Although he didn't really... I mean, he's got a problem. I know he's got a problem. But please don't haunt my dog. He misses you too. He hasn't eaten any biscuits in 2 days. No, no biscuits. Just cake. Lots and lots of cake. It's how he mourns. So what did you just say about my corgi? Yeah, I didn't think so. But look. Can you just not nag? Please, I just... I don't even know. I'm so tired. I just want to have a nap. I just want to curl up with you and wake up and see your face. What? Can you do that? Can you cuddle? I mean, I know you can nag because you're really, really good at nagging. Okay, I'll stop. But you really are. But I mean, can you cuddle as a ghost? I mean, we could try. Okay, so if you wanna, you know, float over here, and I'll just. Ooh, you are cold. That is I mean, it's all right. It's not bad. It's just you are really cold. Just wait. I've got an idea. I have an idea. No. Wait. All I need is a knife and a duvet. Don't worry. I have a plan. Okay. Oh, I love this duvet though. I really love this duvet. But I love you more. Stabby, 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 stab, 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 stab. What? Was it the stabby, stabby? Did that make it awkward? I just thought it would be a bit less, you know. I thought it would be better than me just stabbing it. Okay. Ghost duvet? Ghost duvet, because I stabbed the duvet. Well, you haven't even tried. Just try and pull the ghost duvet out of the dead duvet. Just try it. It worked! Ghost duvet! Okay, wrap it around you. What? What do you mean? Of course it worked. It makes perfect sense. Stab a duvet. Duvet dies. Ghost duvet. But come on. Snuggle. Okay. Oh, that is so much better. I mean, still a little on the cold side, but I can work with it. Oh, that's really nice. Oh, I've missed you. Well, I've missed you not nagging. I love you. So, do you want to cuddle? And maybe I could just fall asleep in your arms and... Here, let me just stab a pillow for you. Stabby, 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 stab. Stab. Stabby. Stab. Stab. Too much? You kind of like it? You are strange, but you are a ghost who's wrapped up in a duvet, so... There's your pillow. Well, no. Your pillow's my pillow now, because you died, so you can have that pillow. No, I'm not stabbing that pillow. That's my pillow. No, it's not your pillow. You died. That's my pillow. Do you want a pillow? Well then, just... Oh, don't pout at me. You cannot pout at me. You're a ghost. You're a ghost wrapped up in a duvet and you're pouting and it's working. Fine. I'll stab the fluffy pillow. Stabby, stabby, stab. I can't believe you're making me stab the fluffy pillow. Fine. There you go. See, that's how much I love you. I stab the fluffy pillow. Can we just bloody cuddle now? Thank you. I love you. Oh, I love you so much and I miss you. I'm talking to the pillow. Oh, don't you start nagging again.